Love sounds great in a greeting card poem or in a song lyric or printed on a conversation heart. You can't have too much romance or music, but commentator Jane Gennaro may have eaten a little too much candy this year.
Valentine's Day provides the perfect forum to utter those three little words, I love you, or you didn't forget, or I'm still single. But for me, it's always been about two words, be mine. My own be mine moment came the Valentine's Day when Leslie T. Janko, the boy next door, gave me a box of candy that my mother insisted I share with the whole family, all eight of them. She said it was because she didn't think I was old enough to have a boyfriend. But the truth was, I was ambivalent about having a boyfriend. I just wanted my own box of chocolates. Leslie Thomas Janko's Valentine was a pop-up card with a goofy dog holding a shocking pink heart that said, Be Mine, which in sixth grade meant wearing a boy's ID bracelet, like a dog wears a tag, so you know who it belongs to. That's when I learned about the idea of one person belonging to another person. Right away, the concept gave me the creeps. And it still does. Possession gives you the right to treat a thing however you want. Be mine. If I could have kept my own box of candy, I might have daintily picked out a truffle, toffee, or crunchy nut, appreciated its shape, savored its flavor, chewed and swallowed it. Or bit into chocolate-covered cherries that squirt out liquidy, gooey stuff, spit them out and rejected them along with the half-eaten caramels, neatly replaced in their little brown wax paper cups. Be mine. I've seen girls treat their boyfriends as if guys don't have feelings. Men treat women like they own them. Lovers be capricious and cruel to each other, and husbands and wives torture themselves and their children. When people believe they own each other like a box of candy, they turn the sweetness of love into one sticky mess. Be mine. Possession can make you do strange things. I know. I've devoured an entire box of chocolate or two since sixth grade and suffered the stomach aches to prove it, but the truth is, it's more fun to share what's mine, to watch somebody else pick out a mystery chocolate and discover what's inside, than it is to think that the whole box needs to be mine.
Jane Gennaro is an actor in New York City.